Hello, welcome to VideoCast, the Smart Doses of Industry's Innovation podcast. Here, we share the main industrial technology trends and needs for leaders in the sector to always keep up to date. My name is André, and this podcast is brought to you by Video Technology, an expert company when it comes to delivering more efficiency, safety, and sustainability to industrial operations. In today's episode, we're going to talk about the role of class societies. Ensuring safety and reliability in offshore operations is paramount. That's where classification societies come into play. These organizations serve as independent institutions tasked with inspecting, certifying, and classifying marine and offshore structures to ensure they meet safety and operational standards. So, what exactly is the role of a classification society? Well, think of them as the vigilantes of the seas. They conduct thorough inspections of offshore units, assessing everything from structural integrity to safety systems. By carefully examining every aspect of offshore facilities, classification societies help identify potential risks and ensure compliance with industry regulations. However, the criteria for approval to operate are extensive, complex, and bureaucratic. According to the American Bureau of Shipping, companies must adhere to specified conditions, maintain safety policies, and employ full-time qualified inspectors for visual examinations. Classification societies' impact goes way beyond just ensuring compliance. By providing reports and recommendations based on their inspections, these institutions provide technical support and expertise to shipowners, shipyards, and other marine and offshore stakeholders, ultimately enhancing the industry's safety and efficiency. However, integrity managers must recognize that the relationship with classification societies shouldn't end once certification is obtained. Ongoing collaboration and communication are key to maintaining the integrity of offshore units throughout their life cycle. By collaborating with the classification society's job, energy companies can stay ahead of potential risks and ensure their assets' ongoing safety and reliability. Well, this is the end of our podcast. Thanks for tuning in. Follow us on LinkedIn and subscribe to our newsletter to be aware of the upcoming episodes. Thank you.